right now as I record this, it's 2:28 in the morning, and I just couldn't sleep. I have had this topic about doubt that I want to talk to you guys about. Doubting yourself, doubting your skills, having this emotion, this feeling, this perception of yourself that you're, whatever you're getting into, whatever you want to get into, that you're just not good enough. I think the worst thing that we tend to do is look at other people doing what we may want to do and see, I guess, them in their current moment or current status in that particular field or topic or category, whatever you're going after. And we tend not to realize that we're looking at them from a perspective of they've been doing this for a number of years. They've put the work in. And then we're looking at it from a starting point of not even starting yet. And then we already have the self-doubt and shutting ourselves down. Listen to that. You shut yourself down before you even start. That's insane to me. I have done that plenty of times. And doubting yourself just puts you in a place of where you can't win. Puts you in a place where you don't grow in that space that you want to be in. Because you could very well be the next best great thing in whatever thing you want to do. But no one would know it because you decided to doubt yourself. You decided to not go forward. You know, as I continue to write this poetry book, I continue to write every day still, my poems, it's important for me to really continue in my craft, because I already finished the book. Now I'm doing the artwork. And I'm not a straight line kind of artist. I'm very abstract, and I don't know how to draw for shit. But for some reason, I'm so confident right now about my abstract artwork. Now it's coming out, and the more I draw, the more ideas come to play. The more I'm looking at different things, and the better I'm getting. I think this is where, you know, my doubt of myself really has pushed away from me, which is a great thing. I want you to have your doubt just leave you. Decide to pack up its bags and fucking just leave you. I want your doubt to divorce you. Because you're great. You're fucking fantastic. But for some strange, odd reason, you don't think so. You know, again, it takes time. It takes effort, hard work, and determination. And I gotta use this word, which I probably don't use enough. It's discipline. You have to be so disciplined to even do whatever it is you want to do on the days that you don't want to do it. A lot of times those days are the best days ever. You tend to win even more. And I can't stress that point enough. But the doubting, the just not being confident with yourself has to come to a stop, people. Your dreams are your dreams. Why not make them to a reality? Why not make it to where you're making money off of your dream? That's what people really want to do. People just want to do things that they love. So if you love to plant, then maybe your extreme goal is to get a farm. Let's say you fucking just love to hike. And you wish you could just hike for a living. Then start a hiking YouTube channel. You know, you don't have to still have a full-time job as you started, but you'll be surprised with sponsorships and stuff like that. They see you hiking. The things you can do. The things you can maybe get sponsored for. But doubt can kill all of that. It's a mindset thing. And doubt is a very strong feeling. Let's call it out. You know, doubt can really take over your entire life. It can definitely destroy your mindset very easily, quickly. You know, we have to recognize these emotions and these feelings, because if you don't, you're not going to know how to work through them. You're not going to know how to really get your mental state into a higher level. And doubt is very powerful. Doubt is very powerful because it can also be infectious if other people around you doubt you and you take on that feeling, that emotion that other people have around you. So I encourage you all to look at yourselves. Stop the doubting. Look into the mirror and say, doubt, you need to pack your shit. You've been living with me way too fucking long. You got the fuck to go. You gotta get the fuck out this house. You gotta get the fuck out my mind. You're special. What you want to do is amazing. You have to believe that. As much as you want to listen to me, you have to take action. You know, I recently stopped reading certain books. And not because that I don't like the genre of that category of books, which is self-help. But I read so much self-help books, and it was time for me to really look in the mirror and say, dude, can you read all these fucking books? Now what? You have to take action. Right? But I kept on reading the books because even though I read all the books and they were motivating and inspiring, I still had doubt. Doubt was still there. Doubt was saying, okay, you can read the book, brothers. We'll read it all you want. But you still ain't gonna do shit. Doubt was so strong in conviction that I was not going to move forward, that I was going to stay stuck. So I could read all the inspirational books, listen to all the inspirational podcasts, you name it. Doubt was like, I don't care. You still don't got power over me. And doubt was right. I didn't have the power yet. I didn't get the power until I finally made that mental step. And I just wrote. And doubt was like, yo, what you doing? This is a one-time thing, so all right, whatever. Then the next day, I started writing again. And doubt was like, yo, this isn't becoming a thing, right? And then I wrote again and again and again. Doubt was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing to me? And little by little, doubt started losing power over me. I already stopped doubting myself and my skill set and my level. And I don't say anymore, oh, this person's better than me. I just say, wow, this person has a different style than I do. Fantastic for them. This is my style. And I'm going to live and compete with myself and my style of writing. And then from my perspective, this is the way I just write. This is me. And I'm going to get better at being me and my style of writing. And I kicked doubt in the ass. I fucked that motherfucker up. And now I'm doing better. And I'm still going through these different emotions, right? Confidence, making sure it doesn't turn to cockiness. You know what I'm saying? To competing against myself, but not destroying myself, right? Looking for my best work, but not becoming a fucking perfectionist, right? There's a fine line because there's levels to this shit. And if you go too far, you can jump on the other end again. And that's what the doubt side is, right? So you have to looking for is where that line is and live in that space. And you could do it. I'm doing it right now. That's why I love this podcast, because, you know, really recording my time as I'm writing this book, and I can't wait to look back on it and see how much I've changed my mindset and what a year from now is going to happen and look like. I just can't wait for it, you know? It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a blast. But every day, yes, it's going to be a struggle. It's hard for me. Every day, like, I got to make sure I write. I got to make sure I get good sleep. Like, right now, I'm up. It's 2:38 in the morning right now. And I'm up talking to you guys. I'm that passionate about this shit now. I'm that driven that I got to get this shit in there. I'm carving out time, finding time to do shit. It's insane. Why not share with you right away? I just love it. But let's fuck up doubt. Let's get that motherfucker out the house. And let's focus on what you're doing 100% without no doubt. You can do it. But you gotta get disciplined in it. But you got this.